Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of She Coaches Coaches. I've got a special guest here with me today, and I am super excited for this conversation. Her name is Mona Tenjo, and she and I met on a live LinkedIn panel discussion. I really liked her approach, and she has got so much great information to share with us today. So let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a co-founder and CEO of Work On Your Business, that's the name of the company, as well as the co-host of a podcast called World of AI Podcast, and a multiple best-selling author. Recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by Speakers Excellence, Mona has interviewed industry giants such as fitness icon Jillian Michaels and marketing genius Brendan Kane, shedding light on their success stories. She helps heart-centered coaches, and they hire Mona to get started with AI, to grow their business, free up their time, because they are sick and tired of complicated, confusing technology, and who wants inconsistent cash flow and frustration? They have that frustration as well. And so she helps them grow their business confidently on their own terms with super easy AI tools while having fun. And the bottom line is she helps them build a six-figure business in 2 years or less, guaranteed. Mona, welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Candy. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, it was just so great to meet you on that LinkedIn panel. And as you were answering and, you know, responding to some of those questions, I was like, oh, now this is an interesting person. I want to talk more with her. And then I thought, well, if I want to talk with you, I'm sure that my listeners also want to hear what you have to say. So AI, like just those two letters, is kind of like a mic drop, especially right now in the coaching industry. Tell me a little bit about how you brought your expertise, melded it with your knowledge of AI, and got to the point where you are right now. I would love to hear your journey.
Yeah. And it's so funny because it really closes a circle right now. So when I started my career, when I was 18 years old, I started as an apprentice, right? Now, don't worry, I don't go into the full trenches of everything, but it really closes the gap because the very first company I worked for with 18 used already the principles of AI, but it was not yet accessible to the normal people. So you needed an IT specialist coming into the house. You know, so basically I was working in the finance department, and every morning we got the account bookings via a bot. It was a bot in essence, right? It was booking automatically. Like we talked about millions of bookings a day, right? It was an energy provider. So that was a lot of bookings at the end of the month. And then we had bots that were automatically doing that stuff. But back in the day, this was a huge financial investment to set these things up and to actually, you know, whenever something was fixed, it was standing still for days. You had to get a meeting, somebody had to come in, and it was not very approachable. But that's like 20 years ago already, right? So it was already there and most people are not aware of it because now it gets to the like to the public, right? But it is around for a long time. And so throughout my career, I basically worked my way up. I was often like at the lower end of the food chains and I worked my way up. And I had to do all the dumb work that nobody liked to do, right? Like normalized data. So that means everything had to be spelled the same. Like nowadays you have tools, you just run it over and it's just doing it automatically. Back in the days, I was that tool. So I was that person who had to go through 500 entries and make sure they're all written correct. And then I thought like, yes, I'm done. I only have 1,000 more. So I started my career, right? And so throughout that, you can imagine that was a frustrating time. I was always thinking like, is there another tool who can do that for me? Like, why do I always have to do the dummy work? So working my way through consulting and through many other positions throughout my career, I ended up having a really great career in the corporate sector, having managed projects in the millions, IT projects, and then ending up like, and I realized there's so many small businesses out there who don't have access to the technology or to the knowledge, because that is a very highly paid position that I used to have. And most people couldn't afford hiring a person like that. And I decided, let me help small business owners also have access to that, because the big companies, they have it anyway. And I think AI really levels the playing field for everybody. So why not giving everybody the keys to the kingdom?
That is wonderful. And I love the idea that you started out as the tool. Essentially the formatting consistency tool, right? Oh man. And with no tolerance either for errors. You had to be perfect. And so interesting. So this idea, like what I see is that you identified that gap. You identified the need. Here we've got great tools that are available to us. You've got a skill set that goes along with it. And then you see these small business owners and they're struggling, you know, struggling for many reasons. I mean, small business is a complicated field, and there's many reasons why a small business owner might have some challenges, but specifically in this area. And so tell the kinds of small businesses that you love to work with and why. Why these ones?
I mean, I really love to work with coaches, which is why this is such a great fit being on the show here of She Coaches Cultures, because I love to work with the owner directly. So the person who makes the decisions, because especially with this, with AI right now, we talk about speed and speed of implementation. So this is like coming from big, I mean, I work with multinational companies, like most of them are slow. And it's just like, guys, we're wasting so much time discussing everything 20 times. Can we just keep moving? And then we see so many, like all the startups you see in the space, right? They're fast. That's why they're like successful. They're not necessarily perfect, but they are moving fast. And because they move fast, they can learn a lot in a very short amount of time. So I love working with coaches. I love working with solopreneurs. I have really worked with a lot of different people, but I think really the service-based enterprises are my core. They're the ones I can help the quickest, because it's something you can really like, I think really also looking into the future. Yes, we still need products, obviously, right? But where you really add value and where you can actually also as a business owner earn a lot, it's the knowledge sector. That's really the future, where you can sell your knowledge, your expertise. That's just the thing where you can add a lot of value, because if you change, you don't only change one person when you change their life, right? You change the entire environment as well. And that's really, I think, where you have the quickest impact to the world. That's why I love working with solopreneurs, with coaches, with the decision makers
I love that. And this, you know, the decision makers, and of course, a small business doesn't have this huge protocol. They don't have, you know, multiple signatures needed at different levels to make one small change order in a project. So as a new coach, you know, sort of walking into the coaching world, the first thing coaches are always thinking is, okay, how do I get started? How do I sign clients? How do I get a toehold into this industry? And they're doing it from a place that is very meaningful for them. So can you just give us a little bit of an overview, maybe sort of the top three things that you would recommend for a new coach coming in to consider with AI to make that transition from startup to established. What would you suggest?
Yes. I mean, AI is really like, you have to imagine this as, especially when we talk about things like ChatGPT, you know, like all of these AIs have a huge amount of knowledge base underneath it, which was enabled by Google, obviously, right? With all the access to the internet, like it was collecting data for many, many years. So you have this huge ocean of information. And now your job is to actually use the tool, whatever it is you use, if it is Bard, what I think now is called Gemini, Claude or ChatGPT or any other tool. You basically have to imagine that you access this huge ocean. And now you have to give the GPS information of which drop of this ocean you actually want to access, right? So the number one thing is about thinking about, okay, where can it actually help you? So a great thing it can help you with is brainstorming. Because it has this information, you just have to say, okay, what exactly do you want to know? Like, what is ideas you would like the system to generate for you? What information should it collect for you? The second thing is it can help you structure your thoughts. So especially when you start out as a new coach, what happens, I think, to many coaches is you just take on whatever you get because you're happy to have your first client and you're like, yes, I got a client. Well, maybe it's not exactly what you wanted to do, but hey, they pay you, so what? It's like, we may happen to take on a few, you know, like coaching clients, and they may seem a little bit unrelated sometimes in the beginning. And you may wonder, like, hold on, like, what type of coach am I actually now, right? And then AI can help you structure your thoughts. So you can say, look, I mean, of course, don't give in names. Like, it's not necessary to put in names. Say, I had a female around that age who was doing X, Y, Z, investing with me so and so much money, and she hired me because of X, Y, Z. You know, and just write that out. And if you had like your first five, maybe your first 10 clients, and you don't see your relation, was like, what exactly should I promote? Just type these 10 like lines in and say, what do all of them have in common? Like, what are the problems that they resonate with? And then AI can tell you, well, actually, it all comes down, for example, to communication. You may not have seen this because one was maybe a pitch, one was a little bit of like issues with an employer, you know, like it was different things, but suddenly you see like, oh, there's a red thread. There's a theme, and suddenly it's making it easier for you to promote. I'm a communications coach. Ha! Now everybody knows what you're doing. So that's what I'm using for that. I love doing it for myself, like just reiterating it. And also the third thing I would say, if you want to level up, like if you had landing page copy, if you had any like posts you put out and they didn't really convert, take them, put them into AI and say, this is what I posted. I wanted, for example, to fill my course, but like I didn't really get reactions. What should I improve? And then let the AI give you an improved version of what you were trying to say and put it out again and see what happens.
Right. So the three things. The first is using it just like a GPS. What drop in the ocean do I want more information about? Yeah. The second is to take a number of what appear to be unrelated discussions or topics or individuals and find that common thread. And then the third is to take something that you've already created. Maybe it's a blog post. Maybe it's a post on social media. Maybe it's a podcast episode, and ask to improve it, with a certain goal in mind. There's something here that you said, the second one in particular, really got me thinking. So this is a really common question that new coaches have. Oh my gosh, what is my niche? I don't know what my niche is. Now, I have a niche quiz, and it gets them started on that idea. When I think of that quiz, it is a really great starting point for them. But what you've just described actually goes to something else that I recommend my clients do. So I recommend that they start with the very, very, very basic coaching package and go and talk to people, go and coach as many people as they can, and then take all that information to create their coaching program. But this is to use AI instead of having to struggle to try and figure out that common thread. And it's not having them become an expert in something they're not already doing. It's just revealing that this commonality is here for you. Did you know, as you said, that you're talking a lot about communication, that you're helping on communication, or who knows, it might be something entirely different. So I love those examples. So as a new coach, where do you suggest people begin? Yes, I know there's lots of different tools, but if you were just going to start, would you recommend ChatGPT or Bard or this one? What is the one that Microsoft has got going now? They keep trying to push it on me every time I turn my computer on.
I would have to check. Yes, I also get these emails. I'm always thinking like they're a little bit behind, so I'm not looking at that now.
No, I agree. So where would you suggest a new coach starts? Because again, like not only have you got all these different tools that you can use within AI, their first question is, well, so which one do I do? Like, what's the one that I just start with, just so I can get my feet wet?
Just to answer the question, it's called Microsoft Copilot. They call it.
Thank you. Microsoft Copilot. You know what? A month from now, when this episode airs, they may have changed the name again, right? So, but there's, you know, that's just three out of who knows how many are available. So where do you suggest people start?
I really suggest start with ChatGPT. I mean, some of you may say like, oh, but I did already. Like, okay, there's a difference. Like, there's the free version and there's the pay version. If you have not tried the pay version, try that first, because that makes a massive difference in the outputs you will get on various levels. First of all, with the paid version, you can create images. That alone is worth the money already. We're talking about $20 a month. Like, guys, I used to have 5 VAs, mainly for the graphical pieces. I only have one left.
Ah, amazing, right?
But just because, I mean, it's so cool because especially when it comes to images, like we know this, right? Like try to explain to somebody else what you have in your brain, how that picture shall look like. And I think as the owner, you have a very clear vision of what you want that image to look like. But trying to explain it to somebody, waiting for the output for 1 or 2 days just to get it back and say, this is not really what I thought about. So and now ChatGPT, you get it instantly. Like you get it and you're like, no, I meant it something else. I meant a different style. I meant this. And you can just iterate and immediately have the image you want to have. That alone is worth the money already. And then really, I think, especially when you start out, I think the main topic that coaches have, especially new coaches have, is like getting some clarity, like bouncing off an idea. Like, hey, I have this idea. What do you think of it? You know, many are by themselves. They don't necessarily have, especially when you start out, you may not have that big network yet, but you can just say like to a coach friend, like, hey, I have this idea. What do you think? Right. You may just start out. You may not have that network yet. So that AI, so that tool, and I would really say I use ChatGPT all the time. You know, you can use other ones. I sometimes use Bard, which is now Gemini. Claude is a little bit a different thing because in the Germany, it's not really, it's really funny because it's actually a French one. They seem to have it only, like I'm still on a waiting list. They don't let me in, I don't know why. So I use Bard, I use Gemini and I use them because just to see if they bring different results. Sometimes they get you different angles and you're like, that's an idea I could also consider, right? But mainly it's really, I'm using it as a sparring partner to like, okay, throw an idea in and say, what does it say? What should I still consider? What have I not thought about yet? Mm-hmm. Is that already specific enough? Yes or no, right? Like some clients ask me like, who should I target? Well, who would you like to target? Well, I could target a corporate or I could target private people. Okay, and now if you don't know the answer, ask ChatGPT, what do you need from me to help me make that decision? And it will say, well, you may want to think about like, how quick do you want to make money? How this, how that. Then you just enter your responses and it will say, well, if you want to make money quick, maybe corporate is not the way right now because it takes a bit of time. Anybody who's been in that industry can sign that. So, you know, so it can help you make decisions, but of course you have to consider it depends on what you give it as information. So always keep that in mind. It's called the human in the loop.
And this is the one of the things that I find really interesting and also a way that it's also almost easier for a coach, a properly skilled and trained coach, to use something like ChatGPT, because our role as a coach is to ask questions, right? And so the better questions that you ask, the more clear that you are with what you're actually looking for, the better the response, right? So this is the place where being a coach and AI is actually a great blend.
Absolutely. It sharpens your communication skills, because if you put in information and you, like, I hear this a lot, like, I didn't get this result I expected. Well, did you look back at what you entered? Was it specific enough? Like, so for example, when people tell me, like, and usually I do this like in live sessions, like, okay, tell me what you want to know from ChatGPT and let's see how I would phrase that. And they tell me what they say and I'm like, well, if you ask it that way, I would expect like a novel about what is marketing. So I guess that's not what you want. So what do you really want to know, right? So do you want to know, is this a good idea? Do you want to know how to get started, the first five steps? Do you want to know what options do I have? So you have to be really specific with your wording. Do you want a model that you can put your content in, like a framework to be filled, right? Or do you want to have a script? Or do you want to have a Facebook post text? You know, you have to be specific with your wording. And I think this is a brilliant exercise for anybody who thinks that you're, I mean, really think about, put something in and say, before you look at the answer, what would I have expected as answer, and check if it comes out right.
So there's another piece here that we haven't talked about that I think is important as well. So new coaches, start with something like ChatGPT. Go for the paid version if your budget allows, because you're going to get that much better quality information out of it. Second, you need to be cautious about what you're asking for. If you're asking a question, you've got to get really specific about, why do I want that information? What am I going to do with that? And if you don't get the result that you're expecting, ask another question, ask a fine-tuning question, ask it to give you better results. When I think of ChatGPT, because I use it all the time, I think of it kind of like, I'm trying to figure out how to describe it. It's sort of like it's my puppy. I want you to go and get the bone. No, I don't want the sock. I want the bone. Bring me the bone, not the sock, right? This is what the sock looks like. This is a bone. Go and bring me the bone. So I try to engage that. It's like I'm having a partnership with it, right?
Yeah.
The other thing that I'd like you to speak a little bit about is personalizing it with your tone. You know, so when you start as a brand new person with ChatGPT, you've got to put some stuff in there so it knows about you, what you're doing, how you speak, how you interact. It needs to know some things about you. So what do you suggest on that?
Yes. If you have the paid version, you have the option to set custom instructions. So, and if you go to your profile, to the bottom right side, to the bottom left side, there's a way where you can put instructions in. And the cool thing is that if you work for yourself, which most of you will do, you will write for your own business, right? In that case, you can really just put it on, like put in, and this is basically saying like, hey, asking you some things like, what are your hobbies? You know, like, give me some backstory on you. How would you like me to formulate an answer? And you can put, like, if you say, I have a Facebook post that is exactly my tone, this is how I sound, copy it and put it in and say, this is an example of a post how I sound, right? Please use that for future reference. Now, if you create a new post and you have those custom instructions active, you basically, it will automatically take that information. So if you use your own business, you only have to write it once and then you just say, what specifically do you want to do now? Now, in my business, I have to always put that off because I'm writing for my clients. So I have to put extra lap of just adding everything into the chat. So it also works by putting it into the chat and say, okay, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm doing. This is what I want to get out. And you can set a lot of different things to personalize it. So for example, you can set, who's your target audience? Are you talking about new moms that just got a baby in the last 6 months who are staying at home? Or are you talking about a professional woman who has maybe teenagers? They will talk very differently. Mm-hmm. They will use different words. They will have different problems, right? So if you say, ChatGPT, this is my target audience, consider wording emotional pain points that this person has in this life situation. Is it a single mom? Is it a married person, right? That's also like having different problems, right? So you want to make sure that you give that information to ChatGPT and you will get very different outputs, especially for the marketing texts.
So everything that you say, Mona, then I have more questions and more thoughts about it. So just to stay with the newer user. So get the paid version if you can. Enter your custom things. This is how I sound. This is what I actually talk about. This is the kinds of, this is my history. Here's something that I've written that sounds like me, and I want you to mirror my speech. One of the things that I've noticed is that oftentimes I'll say, write me a, I don't know, write me a blog post or write me an email, and it will do its thing. It will write me an email. And I'm like, no, I want it a little bit friendlier, please. And then it comes back and it writes it. Now, after two or three times of trying to get it to fine tune, sometimes it gives me something that is like completely off the wall, right? Like, it's like, it's like, okay, I've already tried. I am not doing this for you again, right? So, and then I'm like, okay, obviously we've exhausted the thought at the moment. Again, so this is a place for a little bit of patience, a little bit of curiosity, learning to be very clear on your communication, and using the tool in the way that it is designed to be used, right? Like, it's not the same as a human. Yes, ChatGPT and all of AI is more intelligent on an IQ level than humans. However, that's not what we need it for. So let's talk a little bit about that. We've got this great tool that has all of this knowledge and intelligence right at our fingertips. And then we have coaches who are heart-centered and who really want to make a difference in people's lives. They want to have a positive impact on the world. How do we get those two things to come together in a way that is ethical, that is constructive, and also feels satisfying for that heart-centered entrepreneur?
Absolutely. And this is a brilliant point, because as with any other tool that you use in your business, it is just a tool. So a hammer in itself is not good or bad. It's how you use it. Do you put a nail in the wall, or do you use it for something really bad, like, you know, like hurting somebody? So it's really about what do you do with it. And the same is with AI. And I think the ethical point is very important. It is totally okay to use AI. And, you know, there are like different variations of AI. You have, I mean, it's, most people don't even understand how far this already goes. You can have call agents that is basically an AI bot calling people up. You know, it's totally okay, because many people have standard questions that anybody can answer, right? And if you maintain the knowledge base correctly of what is the typical questions that my clients have, many people are happy to get an instant call back at whatever time they need it, and to get their answer. You know, they just want an answer. Now, it is totally okay to use a bot. Just be transparent about it. Just say, hey, you are talking to a bot right now. And if at any point of that conversation you don't want to talk to me, just say it, and we'll connect you to a real person. Cool, you know?
But you may have to wait an hour until that real person has time to respond to you. You know, so it's that trade-off, right?
Exactly. And many people are totally okay. I mean, I have seen many really great chat bots that are brilliantly set up, where I have fun actually answering them. I've also seen really crappy things. I was like, what the hell? Like, I want to talk to a person now.
Yeah.
But the bot itself is not the problem. The problem is who set that thing up, you know, and they haven't thought it through that at some point, I just want to talk to a person. And you have to leave me that option, like at least give me an email form where I can at least write what I want. And then, you know, like yesterday I was talking to a bot actually, and they said, in fact, you're right, it should work, but it doesn't. Just click here and you can send us an email. Thank you. That's right. What I want, right?
Right.
So I still got my answer. I was working my way through it. You know, it was helpful, but at one point it was still not working. And then the bot even apologized and said, this shouldn't have happened. This sounds like a bug. Here's the form to report it. Thank you. Right. That's still helpful. It's still a positive interaction, right? And so as a coach, you want to think about, how can I use that tool for my audience? For example, you may have some clients who cannot afford working one-on-one with you, but they still want to have access to you. Now, how about taking your knowledge, putting it in, like, what are the top 100 questions your clients typically have? They're probably always the same to a certain degree and a certain range of what you do. Put that in a knowledge base and feed it into a bot. And for example, you will create Candy AI, personal little bot, you know, and you may charge $50 a month for that. Maybe even less if you say, hey, I want to get it to as many people as possible. Maybe you only want to charge $20 a month, because once it is set up, you have more work with it. It is just doing a thing, right? So right. You could give people at a low price access, and they know it is an AI. It is ethical. You communicate. This is not me personally, but it is my brain in there, right? So it's still giving you value. You know, obviously it's not one-on-one. It's a bot, but you can get your most pressing questions answered. And the AI can do its job, you know? And so think about ways of how can I incorporate it to save myself time, to maybe get to better decision-making, improve what I already have, and how can I finally monetize that in an ethical way so that I can reach more people than I could with just me?
Yeah, you've given, there's a lot to think about there. And a lot of the things that you've said, I think, are really key here. So, you know, just to sort of rewind to this, you know, newer coaches using AI in a way that feels satisfying and is ethical and allows for this personal connection. And so the first thing that you said that I think is really important is this transparency. You know, if something has been, if it was a bot, for example, or you created something only with AI and no personal input, then, you know, from an ethical standpoint, it's important for you to reveal that. So that's the one thing. The other is to remember that it is a tool. It is not the driver, you know, it's the car. It's not the person driving the car. And so to always remember that it's this partnership, right? Like you are in charge of using the tool in a way that supports you and supports your clients. And I think those are the two things that I've really heard. And, you know, so the probably the third thing, because there always feels like there's got to be three, is this idea that nothing happens without your input, your request, your creating that criteria, your initial asking it for help, right? So there's that, you've got to find your partnership about you as the coach using that tool. And like, how do you like to use it, right? Like if you have a hammer, for example, do you like to only bang certain kinds of nails, or do you like to use it to take a nail out as well? Or do you want to use it to, you know, bring two pieces of wood together in a nice line? You're the one choosing that. And so never forget that you're not giving up your independence or your autonomy. You're using a new tool that's there to support you. Anything else exactly. You want to add?
And you may, at the beginning, I want to be fully transparent, whenever you use a new tool, you may hit your thumb with that in the beginning. Right. It happened. Was there, you know, when I was doing in this construction, I was like, oh, Jesus, like, I had some friends who was like, I can't look at you, it's having a blue thumb, I do it for you. But hey, we all have a learning curve, right? So even, I mean, it was really funny, later I got a message on LinkedIn, my VA was sending out messages, and I was like, why did you not read this? Like, she actually replied above, and the person came back and was like, I don't know if you're using a bot or not, but like I already said no. And then I stepped in person and I was like, I'm so sorry, this was actually not a bot, it was a very human error of oversight. She was actually, she was laughing, and I was like, oh my god, again. I was like, I'm really sorry, this, I don't mean to like bother you in any way, this was really just a copy, this was just, I just, it was an oversight, period, you know, like no bot on board. So, and it's not like, just be transparent. I mean, I think people still want to have a genuine connection to you, right? So that's why I think transparency is really key. You know, people want to know, am I talking to a bot or not? And as long as you're transparent about it, they're okay with that, you know? But like, be transparent. Don't try to hide that. Make that very obvious and just really get your fingers in and start learning it. You may get a blue thumb, but hey, it's healing. Don't worry.
Well, and honestly, you can't even get a blue thumb, because if you ask it a question, it gives you a response, and you don't like it, you just don't use it. You go back and you fine tune. I mean, it's no different than when you were in university and you wanted to write a paper on something. You'd write the first draft and you'd look at it and go, oh, that's terrible. And then you would rewrite it, right?
Right. And even the output is not final. Like, I mean, I take a lot of the things and I was like, I like the idea. And then I just grab it and I just work it out myself in a Word document. That's cool. But it's still quicker having a starting point than starting from a blank page. Because I think that's what many people struggle with, the blank page.
Yes, agreed. And so just before we wrap up, so... there's a lot of sort of, you've covered a lot of tools, a lot of the benefits, a lot of, you know, considerations. And for me, when I think about a new coach, the back to the three things that you had said at one point in the conversation, use it to pinpoint a certain piece of information, use it to help you find the common thread in something, use it to create maybe a framework or maybe, you know, some guidance on how to make something happen. And then one more thing that I like to use it for. So for me, what I often use it for is like you said, a starting point. I might say, oh, I really want to do a podcast episode on this. And then I'll use it just for brainstorming, just for like ideas that I would never have thought of. But again, it doesn't happen if I don't like the idea. I might go, oh, I don't like that one. Give me another one, please. So using it, get to know it. It's a very valuable tool that will save you time. But sometimes when you start, you find that you're spending more time because then it's like, well, what happens if I tell it to do this? What happens if I tell it to do that? So just be aware that there's a learning curve to go along with it. Gosh, Mona, this has been so great. So tell us, how can people find out more about you, about what you do, and about guidance that you can give them around AI and other things with their business?
Absolutely. If you just type monatenjo.com, you will get directed to my LinkedIn profile, in fact. And this is where you find pretty much all the current links. So the website, work on your business, but also any upcoming events. I run a monthly challenge called Siri Boost My Coaching Business. It's on a monthly current. So if you happen to not see one right now, don't worry. 2 weeks later, you will see the new one. So there's one every month. Okay. Usually at the beginning towards the month. And I will announce this every time, like two weeks in advance. And basically we are really having fun for 3 days. So it's not 3 full days. It's actually 1 hour a day for 3 days in a row. So that you can digest everything, because 1 hour with me is usually intense. So as you probably see me in this interview, like it's a lot. And I just want to give you like different ideas, inspire you and really get you to understand, okay, what else can I use it for? Like just expand your mind, because you don't know what you don't know, right? Right. So I'm giving you a lot of ideas. And of course, at the end of the challenge, I will invite you to also work with me if you like to. But come around and first of all, have a good taste, you know, just get to know me and how I teach, if you even get along with me at all. and just get a taste, right? And then before you make a decision. And it will definitely be fun and you will definitely walk away with new ideas. That's the thing I can promise you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so I'll be putting everything in the episode notes so they can just click right through to your website and learn all about that. Thank you so much for joining me. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Me too. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.